Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called A World of Wrath. This is from a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights, written by Tobias Swade. A huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible, and every episode, let's be real, and thank you for listening. Let's get started. I'm angry at the world right now. I'm angry at how stupid everyone is, and how short-sighted and narrow-minded and unbelievably petty they all are, especially those with power. The first thing I do when I wake up is grab my phone and read the latest headlines. There's always something in there to piss me off. I've come to rely on that feeling of boiling blood to wake me up in the morning. Then I'll turn on the news and let it play in the background while I get dressed and make breakfast, hating everything that I hear. I've lived alone for a long time now, and I like to have something playing all the time just to have some voices around me. Even when I'm working, I'll have the news playing in the background, the 24-hour hysteria making me feel like I'm always part of something important. Sometimes I'll grunt or grumble when I hear something truly horrendous, but this morning I couldn't stop myself from actually yelling at the TV. There was this story playing about these assaults, and one of the news anchors was defending the aggressor because society pushed them to that point. I wish I was there in the room with them to shut him down, but as it was, all I could do was scream at the TV until I was red in the face. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was something along the lines of, "I hope you get attacked next, blathering idiot." The next morning when I checked the headlines, my rage was temporarily replaced with a sort of sadistic glee that I wasn't accustomed to feeling. The anchor really had been attacked. He'd been jumped when he was getting out of his car and his head was smashed against the side, until some people nearby were able to intervene. I didn't think I made it happen or anything. I just thought someone else was thinking the same thing I did, and that he had it coming. The news shows were a lot more entertaining that day, and I hardly did any work as I was glued to people discussing the incident. I kept expecting the rest of the anchors to reach a point of self-awareness as they realized the rhetoric was making the violence worse. But that moment never came. So I found myself getting angry again, yelling and carrying on about how I wish every single one of them got what they deserved. It took about a week for justice to be delivered. Car accident, cancer diagnosis, fired for sexual harassment. Every single morning when I opened the headlines, I discovered another one of the offenders had been brought down one way or the other. Something had happened to the entire panel that infuriated me, and it was only then that I began to realize my power. Yelling at the businessmen and watching their industries crumble, yelling at the politicians and the inevitable scandal to ensue, screaming my heart out at every evildoer I could find, all to watch the universe play its tricks, one after the next. I know horrible things happen all the time, but for the first time in my life, I felt like more than a passive observer. It was as though my anger was stirring the entire world into action. There might have been a brief moment where watching the resolutions on the TV was cathartic, but the calm never lasted. I began to feel that the power I had came with responsibility, and it was my duty to be angry all the time. If I wasn't mad, then justice wasn't being done. Besides, only an evil person could look upon all the evil in the world with indifference. I didn't try to hide from the anger anymore. I whipped myself into a frenzy, spitting and shouting and carrying on like a madman. And if something didn't happen right away, I'd blame myself for not being mad enough. And the next day, I'd swear and stomp all the louder. International news wasn't enough for me anymore. When I ran out of things to be angry at around the world, I'd turn my attention to the local channels, obsessing over every minor problem around me and hoping the solution would come. And when I saw the fire raging through my downtown near my apartment, I knew it was my obligation to drop everything and scream to make it better. Even when I smelled the smoke, I didn't turn away. I'd yell at the cars for not getting out of the way of the fire engines fast enough. I'd yell at the firemen for taking too long with the hose. There was still part of me that was present enough to feel the heat and cough on the black smoke, but I can honestly say it didn't even occur to me to try and get out. I was fighting the only way I knew how, ready to go down with the ship if it meant I was doing my part. I didn't turn away from the TV until the power went out and I heard the hammering on my door. I tried to open it, but I was coughing so badly that I had to crawl along the floor, and I didn't get there before an axe tore out the wood where the lock was. Yellow and black uniforms of the firemen streamed past me, their shouting muffled from their masks. I watched helpless as they barged through my closed kitchen door, only to be met with a wave of fire and searing smoke. I managed to reach my phone and kept refreshing the page to see what was going on, because I couldn't understand what I was seeing with my own eyes. It turns out some idiots started the fire in their kitchen when they forgot the food on the stove. The wind had whipped a spark out through the open window, and it had spread from there, engulfing everything downwind while the original fire remained contained in the closed room. I didn't feel angry when they told me about it, though. I just felt tired and sad and utterly useless. And if someone out there was yelling at me on TV, then I hope they take a deep breath, turn it off, and go do something more productive with their life. At least I know I need to turn off the news for a while. And that's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you're on YouTube. Let me know in the comments below. Maybe subscribe for more if you're enjoying these short little stories. And if you're anywhere else, well, I don't know what your options are. But hey, I appreciate you for listening. Thank you for stopping by. If you like, we do have a Discord. Come join it. Come hang out. It's a pretty chill place. And if you'd like to support this channel more, there is a Patreon available. And I just appreciate you for being here. I hope I'll see you in the next one. Take care now. Bye-bye then.